T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, listen, if you didn't see it, or you're not a hockey fan, or you didn't feel like watching hockey last night, or you went to bed, whatever it was, you missed one hell of an unbelievable comeback that doesn't happen very often. Panthers down 4-1 after two periods, score 4 goals in the third period, no overtime, no shootout, win in regulation. Outshooting, this is incredible, 27-2 in shots in the third period, and end up winning that game. Had 51 shots on the night, by the way, the Panthers did. Looked like, you know, you're down 4-1 in a hockey game with like 17 minutes left in the third period. You're thinking,
that's game over, right?
Not looking good, and all of a sudden – those guys wake up and get a couple of huge goals there. Bennett and Reinhardt at the end, and power plays, get a couple late power plays and end up winning. Get a shorthanded goal as well. Unbelievable, man. Just a hell of a – and they've been stumbling a little bit. They've been tripping a little bit on the skates here recently. But that is an unbelievable win to be able to come back and do that last night. And, you know, Mo, man, Mo's an amazing thing. When you get it going and everything kind of goes your way, and then you get some calls and you get negative thoughts in your opponent's head, and, man, things can change quickly. And that's what happened with the Panthers coming back to beat the Capitals 5-4 last night. Just an amazing game. So wanted to start with that because you don't get very many of those. We may not have another one of those this season. That may not happen again early here in the NHL season, where the Panthers are really, even now, still off to a real nice start, even though obviously they've cooled off from an unbelievable start to the season, winning so many games to start with. We got a lot of stuff. College football, playoffs, really no surprise. Georgia comes in a 1, Michigan 2, Bama 3, and Cincinnati 4. And Oklahoma State is sitting there real pretty at 5, just saying, we're going to win our game, and we need one of you suckers, one of you, to lose and give us a chance to potentially jump in this and represent the Big 12.
Well, what they really need, besides the obvious of one of those teams losing, is they can't have Alabama win. Oklahoma State cannot have Alabama win, because Cincinnati more than likely going to win their game this week. And Michigan, Iowa, of course, that, you know, you never know what's going to happen. But the nightmare scenario for Oklahoma State right now is Alabama somehow winning, and those four just kind of moving a little bit number-wise and staying at that 4.
Let's jump into it here real quickly here early in the morning. Never too early, man, when you're just getting up this morning. We've got a lot of stuff. Got a big old show for you. Georgia-Alabama is a must-watch. And I will say this. And I know they're recruiting the same kind of guys and always seem to be 1 and 2 or right there at the very top of this recruiting chain that happens every year. But if Alabama beats that Georgia team, and I'm guessing a lot of you that listen to this show watch college football, it would be one of Nick Saban's greatest coaching jobs, considering they seem to barely beat everybody this year, barely beat Arkansas, barely beat Auburn. All these games, going back to Florida, barely, you know.
Right.
All these games, they just haven't had a lot of blowouts. They lose to A&M, of course, who ends up, Jimbo ends up having a struggling this year, wasn't a real good year for Texas A&M. But, man, I will say this. If Nick somehow beats that Georgia defense and scores enough points and can stop Georgia, it will be because Georgia from the start, well, they give up like 7 points a game, some ridiculous number.
Stupid numbers.
That defense, which has got first-round and second-round picks all over that defense. I am really going to be impressed if Nick somehow puts together some ridiculous game plan and they beat Georgia. It would be incredible. Then you got Houston and Cincinnati. and Oklahoma State and Baylor and Michigan and Iowa. You got four games that have a lot of meaning for this playoff, and everybody's goal obviously is always to get to the final four and have a chance to play, you know, with a 1-4 and a 2-3. And I get to host a party next week for the Orange Bowl. I'm curious to see.
You're going to have Kirby. You're going to have Nick.
So the number one seed, Pickle, right? The number one seed gets to pick which semifinal they want to go to. And I'm guessing most of them. Nothing against Dallas.
Yeah, it's an Arlington, the other one. Right, right.
Nothing against it. It's big. It's beautiful. I'm guessing most of them want to come down here.
Yeah, and
now,
imagine.
Now, maybe I've lived down here too long, but due to the recruiting, why they're here, and everything else, I think they'd really like to continue to plant seeds considering, well, most of them are already down here. Georgia, Alabama's done a really good job recruiting down here. Michigan, everybody knows the relationship with our owner, Stephen Ross, in Michigan. The joke has always been that's his second team. That's his second team that he owns.
But I would think any of those teams that became number one, whether it is Georgia, Alabama, if Michigan jumps up, whatever the case may be, that they're going to want to showcase their stuff down here in South Florida. You know, like you said, the recruiting and everything. And if you have a couple of recruits that are maybe Georgia, Alabama in their top three, or if Michigan has a couple teams that, whatever it is, you come down here and you win as the number one seed, that'd be nice. But
yeah,
I think that would be the first choice, at least for a couple of those teams.
And by the way, it's not just recruiting now. It's planting seeds for next year's class and the following year, because we got some more studs that that are on their way. And so we'll be talking about those guys. Actually, we'll get into a lot of that stuff with Blue on Friday. Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider. So it should be fun. We'll see what happens.
What about nightmare scenario that they were talking about yesterday, the chaos scenario that somehow, some way, the Georgia wins, so they're in their one, Alabama's knocked out at that point, Cincinnati loses, so they're going to be, they'll be kind of, we'll see what happens with them, Michigan loses to Iowa, and then all of a sudden you got those 5 and 6, you know, Oklahoma State, let's say they win, they got Baylor this weekend, they're going to get in.
Yeah.
But the Notre Dame scenario I thought was really weird that they were saying last night that, because they're sitting there with no game this weekend, obviously. But they would think about, the committee would think about putting them in there, or maybe not, because of the fact that Brian Kelly just left.
Yeah, I don't.
What's that about?
So I don't think. I mean, I understand why they would consider it and how important a head coach is. And I listen, the head coach is important. He sets the tone and the mood and everything else. And it's kind of hard to imagine, though, that if all those teams lose.
Right, the chaos scenario.
I'm not expecting everybody to lose, but who knows? Who knows what's – hey, listen, that's why we're all going to be watching these games Saturday,
correct,
see what the hell's going to happen. Oklahoma State's got to be careful. Hell, they could lose too. You know, maybe Baylor could beat them. But I guess if, you know, enough, they just keep sliding up, right? All of a sudden, a two-loss team could jump into this thing if they look real impressive.
But would you be on the side of – the chaos happening?
I don't care about Notre Dame jumping in at that point. If everybody loses, first of all, if you don't win these games after you've played great to get here, and like if Michigan, who just played the game of their life, can't win their frigging game against Iowa, come on.
Right.
I expect they're going to win. Michigan's got a really good football team, real physical football team. And
obviously Vegas thinks so too. 10.5 points
over
in that game.
But again, we'll see how they play out. You know, I don't know. Do you think there's going to be any upsets? I look at this thing and I really expect all four of the. I expect
the only upset I can see is Alabama maybe beating Georgia. Maybe that's it.
Man.
Like, I don't see Houston beating Cincinnati. And I don't see Iowa beating Michigan.
I'm going to say
this.
Case, you know? And I get you're right. Nick's still got a lot of talent on that team.
Right.
A lot of talent, but. Man, if he beats Georgia, it will be, I think we'd all agree on this, it'd be one of his best coaching jobs to beat this team that has just dominated everybody since day one. Even when they get off to a slow start offensively, their defense just hammers people. They're two defensive tackles. Hell, they're talking about one of them for a friggin' Heisman. I mean, they've just gotten those linebackers fly around the group that one guy's, I think, kicked off the team for now. But they've got great, great players. And listen, You still got to watch it. And I never count Nick out completely. He's too good a coach. He'll have him ready. He'll come up with something. He's got a good coaching staff. Hell, nobody's got more experience than his coaching staff because he brings in guys that have been in the pros and college, the rehab gang that come in to get their careers going, knowing. And by the way, Nick, you know, it's so funny. We sit down here and we worry about a guy being here for a year or two and leaving, and we do gloom and doom. And Nick's like, you guys go. Listen, I hope you we have a good year together and you get a head coaching job because you're not going to affect my program. Because this program's about me.
That's right.
And not about any of my assistants. None.
He doesn't care.
It's about me.
Right.
I was sitting with Jimbo Fisher one time when, I don't know if you remember, and all his coaches left one year. They all got jobs. Eddie and all those guys took off, and some of them got head coaching jobs, and he was really hot. So we were talking, and I said, man, you're losing a lot of coaches. He says, God bless them all. He said, I'm the one that closes on recruiting. It's about me.
He's right.
And it was just a reminder, like, those guys don't get bummed out when their coaches get, or a coordinator making $2 million goes, hey, I got a chance to be a head coach. It looks like a great job. I'm going to take it. They go, hey, this is great. Good for you, man. Like, they know without right. saying. I mean, the head coach doesn't have to say, but everybody know. I know what you're thinking, coach.
Listen, as long as Jimbo's still around, as long as Nick's still on that team, as long as
Kirby
is in Georgia, it doesn't matter. As long as you're high profile, as long as Lincoln stays in USC, whatever it is, Brian Kelly in LSU, you're right. That's the guy at the end of the day that really makes the
most. Those guys,
you know, right.
That's a big, big part of it. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff going on and a lot of stuff to get to. The 3 J's, man. The 3 J's have become very hot. Guys named Javon, Jalen, and Jalen. And if you're not familiar with them, they're all playing really good football right now for the Miami Dolphins. Jason Taylor will join us a little bit later on. We're going to talk about that, including Jalen Phillips, who we've watched right in front of all of our eyes grow up and start to really figure this thing out. I saw Baldy did a breakdown. It was unbelievable ISOs of Jalen Phillips' game that I didn't get to see that got to see last night. Is just incredible stuff that you don't see when you're watching the game. If you get a chance to go to Baldy's breakdowns, it's incredible on Jalen Phillips. Really good stuff. But those guys all playing really well. A lot of college football stuff, and, of course, we haven't even talked. Did UM get an athletic director yesterday? No, they didn't. Okay, I was just checking to see if they're getting any closer.
Apparently, for you to break the news.
Apparently, they're going to take their time. They're going to take their time. There's no hurry. They want to make sure. And then, by the way, probably not everybody's going to agree with whoever it's going to be anyway, but we're going to take our time. And, Barry, listen, man, I know you're doing a lot of good, insightful work. But your comment about it really doesn't matter right now with Manny out there and it doesn't affect anything right now is you may want to do your homework a little bit before you start jumping in the recruiting business a little bit, which I know you like to jump into and you do such a nice job with everything. You might want to calm down if you don't think it affects Manny Diaz going out there and recruiting since Sunday and recruiting hard, not knowing his future. And you don't think everybody they're recruiting, including those kids and their parents, don't know that, and you don't think it makes a difference? You think, oh, well, it's not a big deal? You got to be frigging – I know you're smarter than that, Barry. I know that. We got to go to break, but we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Brian Jones is going to join us. We're going to talk to him, CBS Sports football analyst. Talk to him about all the craziness of college football. That's coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows.
Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.